الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected ulama kiram, elders, my dear brothers and mothers and sisters, on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy and our respected Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum, I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all for attending this auspicious program and blessing us with your presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success in the objective with which this program has been or will be conducted, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, we have sent down the dhikr, the Quran, and we will preserve this Quran, which are in fact the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a promise made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 1400 years ago. Alhamdulillah, we today, in 2016, the year 1437 Hijri, will be witnessing this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at first hand. As they say, seeing is believing. لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَةِ. One is a statement and a promise, and one is seeing it practically. Inshallah, throughout this program, we will see and witness how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved these words of His. That despite such a long period passing, and despite all efforts to try and amend the words of the Quran, to try and twist the meaning of the Quran, to try and turn the Muslims away from the Quran, despite all of these efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has taken it upon Himself to preserve the Quran, He is preserving the Quran and He will continue to do so until the Day of Judgment. And for this He is using insignificant people like ourselves and institutes of deen to preserve this Quran. Such a great book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. This book is so great, these words of Allah are so great, they are so powerful that if they were to be sent down upon the mountains, then the mountains would crush. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows a young boy of 10, 11, 12 years old to put this Quran to memory, to learn this Quran, and to keep this Quran in his memory right till he leaves this world. This is a proof of the reality and the truthness of our deen. Efforts are being made today to turn the Muslims away from their deen, to create doubts in their mind as regards the truthfulness of Islam. This program, inshallah, what we will see throughout this program will be a means of increasing our iman and our yaqeen, inshallah. Because when we see, leave all arguments to one side, leave all the debates to one side, just the preservation of the Quran itself is enough to prove the truthfulness of Islam, is enough to prove that this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prove that this is haqq. Because what we will witness throughout these programs, some of these things are such that they are beyond human capacity. They are beyond human capacity. They cannot be comprehended. Despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing this in front of us. This shows that there is somebody behind this. There is a being behind this who is controlling all of this. So the preservation of the Quran, this is a great bounty upon us as Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this kitab and He has used us for the preservation of this book. And the preservation of the Qur'an, as we all know, is done in many ways and forms. One of which is the hifz of the Qur'an. Learning the Qur'an by heart. Preserving the words of the Qur'an. this khidmat and this service Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from the huffaz. He has taken from those who learn the words of the Qur'an. And they put it to memory. And they spend hours, days, months, years trying to put this Qur'an to memory, and eventually a time comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with this ni'mat and with this gift. So we are here inshallah to commemorate this occasion. Many of the students will inshallah be completing the hifz of the Qur'an. They will be reciting the last a few verses that they have put to memory. And this in itself, the completion of the Qur'an, is another moment of joy and happiness. It is a moment when the du'as are accepted. It is mentioned regards the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum about Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he would finish his Qur'an, you know, on a day-to-day basis, he would recite the Qur'an. So every seventh day, as it was the practice of the Sahaba, that they would finish the Qur'an every seventh day. They would read one manzil and finish on a Jumu'ah according to their timetable. So when he would finish the Qur'an, then he would get everyone together in his house. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who was one of those Sahaba who had many family members. And he would get everyone together, fada'a bihim, and he would make du'a. He would make du'a and the rest of his family members would join in this du'a. It is mentioned, as Imam Mujahid rahimahullah mentions, that the Sahaba ikram, it was their practice, that when one of them would finish the Qur'an, whether it be by heart or whether it be just in his normal recitation, then they would gather one another, inform one another that I have finished my Qur'an, and they would get together and they would make du'a, and they would see this as a moment of joy and happiness and a time when rahmah descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a riwayat mentioned in Musnad al-Darimi about Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had somebody whose job it was, somebody who he had given this task, that you should be on the lookout, that whenever somebody finishes the Qur'an, inform me. So in amongst his students, maybe in his house, maybe in the masjid, people would be reciting the Qur'an, so you can gauge that this person is reading Tabarak al-Ladhi. So this means that he will be finishing today, or in the next hour, he will be finishing tomorrow. If there is one of his students who is reciting, then you know they will be able to understand from where he was that when he would be finishing the Qur'an. So he had given somebody this task, that when somebody finishes the Qur'an, then come to inform me, so that we can go and also join in this du'a. So he would keep somebody, he would give this so much importance, he had so much yaqeen that the du'a will be accepted, because after doing any good amal, du'a is accepted. So when a person completes the Qur'an, completes the hifz of the Qur'an, the qira'ah of the Qur'an, tafsir of the Qur'an, why not would the du'a not be accepted? So he had somebody on the lookout, and when somebody wouldn't finish the Qur'an, he would come and inform Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would then go out of his way and join in this du'a, because he had this yaqeen that this du'a will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are very fortunate to be here today, that we are going to witness the miracle of the Qur'an, and at the same time we will also be part of the du'a which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept inshaAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. Inshallah, the majlis, the program will be slightly long, as we have many numbers of huffaz who will be finishing their Qur'an. So I request everyone that sit with sabr, with patience, and listen with adab and respect. It is the right of the Qur'an, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Qur'an is read, then listen. Put your phones away, or anything else that will distract you. And we should sit with this intention that I am following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as he would recite the Qur'an, he would also listen to the Qur'an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "Iqra alayya al-Qur'an," read the Qur'an to me. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Aqra'u alayka al-Qur'an wa alayka unzila?" أَقْرَأُ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلَ. How can I recite the Qur'an to you when it has been revealed unto you? The Qur'an has come to you, why should I recite the Qur'an? How can I recite the Qur'an? This is disrespectful from my side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعُهُ مِنْ غَيْرِي. Just like I like to recite the Qur'an, I also like to listen to somebody else reciting the Qur'an. So inshallah, throughout this program, we will be listening to many students who will be reciting the Qur'an, And we should listen with adab, we should listen with respect. Try to make sure that you do not go here and there or look here and there or play with this or play with that. And inshallah, this will bring us great reward and barakah in this world and the hereafter. Moving on now to start this program, I will call a student of the second year of Alim class, Haris Bhatte, to recite some verses of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد قل ربي أعلم من وما كنت ترجو أن يلقى إليك الكتاب إلا رحمة من ربك فلا تكونن ظهيرا للكافرين ولا يصدنك عن آيات الله وَلَا يَصُدُّنَّكَ عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أُنْزِلَتْ إِلَيْكَ وَادْعُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ ولا تدع مع الله إلها آخر لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وإليه ترجعون لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله تبارك الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation To read the Quran with a good voice and in a nice tune This is also from the rights of the Quran The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yataghanna bil Quran falaysa minna." The one who does not read the Quran in a nice voice, in a melodious voice, and if he cannot, then he does not try, then he is from not from amongst us. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that walladhi yustafadu min al adillati anna husna sawti fil qira'ati matlubun wa man lam yastati falyuhassinhu mastata'a. That from the Adilla and from the Quran and Ahadith, we can learn and we can deduce that أن حسن الصوت في القراءة مطلوب. To read the Quran in a melodious voice, this is also from the adab and etiquette of the Quran. And the Quran desires that it should be read in a melodious voice. ومن لم يستطيع and the one who cannot, and the one who does not have a melodious voice naturally, then he should try his utmost best, mastata, as much as he can. He should try to beautify his voice when he is reciting the Qur'an.